You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Juhannusjuhlissa tapasin Annan ja Tarjan, jotka ovat suunnittelijoita, ja he ovat tänne juhliin suunnitelleet aivan upean juhannuskokon. Ja tässä on lisää Annan ja Tarjan kuulumisia. Hi, Tarja and Anna. You designed the most beautiful kokko to the party. How did that idea come about?
Well, actually, Anna is usually in most of what we do. Anna's been a professional artist for most of her adult life.
This is Tarja speaking about me.
That's right. And Anna's usually the creative force, and I tend to, then we bounce, she often comes up with a concept and then we just bounce ideas around. We had a few ideas and then we just didn't like them, and we did a bit more research, and we couldn't go past the idea of the bonfire.
Yes, we are passionate recyclers. Tarja and I, we comb the streets of inner West Sydney, and we pick up trash off the street and then we turn it into art, fashion, sculptures and installations.
And we furnish our house along the way.
Yeah, furnished our house. You could say one part of our house is hoarders and one part is artistic.
That's lovely. I've seen some of your dress designs. Who's your target audience? Who are people wearing your dresses? Are they more of a statement, or are they really usable fashion?
They're statement pieces at this point in time. We have discovered that one of the greatest waste plastics in Australia is swimming pool inflatable toys. And we pick so much rubbish off the street in PVC that we decided that we would make a fashion collection, which we called Ruska. And we want to inspire young people, because the PVC will never be biodegradable. It's here forever. And all we can do is keep turning the pieces into art, and then another piece of art.
Reimagine it.
And another piece of art. Yeah. So that's we want tweenagers, children and tweenagers predominantly.
And it creates that discussion about the whole broader issue of the environment and what we're doing to it, and that sort of thing. So that's what we're kind of do, but we like to have fun, and we like fashion. We've always loved fashion, and we can combine the two. And the way we're able to promote it, we had discovered this wonderful photographer, and he was a like-minded spirit, and we kind of just collaborated. And Sarah, our friend Sarah Marsh, collaborated on the initial photo shoot that we had for that particular range.
Have you had an exhibition of your work somewhere, or is it predominantly through social media like Instagram?
We were very fortunate to have the collection picked up by Junior Style London, and they did a bio fashion collection on the internet on their online magazine. So we reached a lot of young people that way, and we hope to be doing another shoot with them. We also enter a lot of competitions. Last year we got a highly commended for our beautiful petal dress that was made out of inner tubes from car tyres.
It's hard to imagine, but it was a glorious piece. It was the signature piece of that particular collection, and that was done for a friend who was entering the Hair Expo, and she wanted something different and avant-garde. So every one of the pieces, there's no glue, there's nothing. Every piece was designed just to be able to be woven together with strips of these recycled ties that we dug out of.
Rubbish
dumpsters
bins.
And washed at home and hung them on the line and cleaned them, and every single piece of rubber. Anna is the genius with it, and our friend Sarah worked on some of the designs too. And every piece of rubber feels different, you know, it's not the same. And so the idea comes from how the rubber feels and where it takes you, even though you have initial designs. Anna's found that particularly, because she's the main creative force.
So Tarja and I are, we share a home together. We have both loved art since we were children and fashion, and we are very, very socially conscious. So right now for us, collecting rubbish and turning it into something beautiful makes us feel like we're doing something really good, and that people might be inspired to join us on this artistic fashion waste journey, And
when we talk to people on the street, they'll see us picking up these broken, deflated toys or whatever, and they ask us, so we often have a discussion in and around that sort of thing. People, when the city does its cleanup, you know, they do this twice a year cleanup, people don't realise nothing is recycled if it weren't for the pickers. Anna and I, we say we're proud to pick. We are proud to pick because we're saving it, because it just all goes into a muncher and to landfill. It doesn't matter if it's new or anything. It's just devastating. It gives us anxiety. But our latest thing, you'll notice Anna's wearing this gorgeous poncho. The fabric is one of the things that's responsible for a lot of landfill. So we have these fabrics that are discarded.
I'd just like to add, anyone out there that is into a sewing, any form of creation with material, source your local interior designer. See what they've got in their big industrial bins, because they will be happy to let you have some of that, if not all of it. That's just one thing I'd like to pass on.
So we've now decided we're minimal sewer. We don't want to sew too much, so the poncho is our... And we've got summer poncho, winter poncho, so that's for our pleasure. I mean, we've been wearing them and things like that, but we're constantly trying to find ways to use these material. We donated tablecloths tonight. That's from recycled fabric. Yeah. But the bonfire, for example, going back to that, it's all made of recycled materials.
So you're kind of on top of a trend at the moment, I think. This type of crafty recycling ideas are really bubbling up. And have you connected with other artists who use similar methodologies, or are you part of a bigger kind of a group of people, like-minded people?
We are beginning to make contacts. Our friend and who is a Finnish artist as well, Sara March, often she does a lot of sculptures using recycled material, so I'm sure that she can expand on that one day when she is speaking on the radio. Brilliant stuff. We have basically not found a lot of other artists other than when we went to SWAP, the Sustainable Waste Art Prize, that's put on by Ryde City Council, and we met many artists through there. But again, artists are a funny breed. We're all at home making things, so our socialising is very minimal. But until we get together and we're at piles of rubbish together, that's interesting. Talking to someone who's finding, one day someone picked up a big bag of wool and he said to me, I make jumpers, and off he ran, and I said, I'm jealous, give me that wool.
I work a lot. I work with children in my day job, and it's a fairly new thing for me, but I take a lot of stuff to work, things I find off the street, and I also promote recycling constantly with the children, and they're into it. You know, they get it. The younger ones get it more than the older ones, you know. So we're just trying to do our little bit. Yeah.
And we just want to... Our motto is, waste is not waste. We really do have to all join together. Rubbish isn't filthy once you've washed it. that's one thing else I'd like to point out is, first of all, wash it with dishwashing liquid. Then get some eucalyptus oil, which is a wonderful cleaner. Dilute that. Wipe down whatever product you've got. And if you need to do a third thing, do Glen 20. And after that, it should be quite fine to wear or make something from.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.